Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. We said to develop your attitude, one, know who God is and glorify him as God. Number two, trust in God and lean not to your own understanding. And then this one is think on Jesus. It says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily and even try hard beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is before. And that's another thing, folks. We have to have patience. Yeah. Now, when we're going through things, we want to hurry up and get through it. But God said we have to have patience. With patience, we have to run this race. We have been so geared to this society. Get it now. Stick it in the microwave. Here it comes. Instant stuff. Instant coffee. Instant grits. Everything, throw the word instant on it. We want it. We don't want to wait for anything. God wants to show you that what you're going through, I'm going to be there with you. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Folks, I tell you, you have to have patience. I'm going to keep going here. Number two says, looking unto Jesus. Remember, that's your focus. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down for at the right hand of the throne of God. Now listen to this. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So when we find out that what we're going through and compare it to all that Jesus went through, I mean, in its proper perspective, the Bible say what we're going through can't even be compared to what he has prepared for us in glory. Because we know that Jesus Christ has endured all things for us. And he is going to be our focus. And the Bible tells us one day he's coming back to get us. The Bible tells us trouble don't last always, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know about you, but it's just something about that sun coming up. Boy, you just feel better. You get out of bed and say, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, or do you get out of bed and just run? Get all busy. I tell you, before my feet hit the floor, I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another day. And another thing here is count your blessings and name them one by one and see what the Lord has done. You know, I ran across this illustration. I think it was so good. I couldn't bypass it here. I wanted to present it to you. It reads, and this was a true account. Pastor Jack Hinton from New Bern, North Carolina, was leading a music worship service held in a leper's colony in the Isle of Tugbo. That's some third world country. There was time for one more selection, and he asked for a request. And a woman who had been facing away from the pulpit turned around, and he said he saw the most hideous face he'd ever saw. Now remember, they're in a leper's camp. It said the woman's nose and ears was entirely gone. And then most of her lips had rotted away from the disease of leprosy. She lifted her fingerless hand. All her fingers had fell off. It was really taking a hold of her. And she raised her hand in the air with no fingers. And she said this, can we sing, count your many blessings? God, that's still heavy for me to read that one. And he was overcame with emotion. He said he left the service and someone followed him, one of his team members, and said, well, I guess you'll never sing that song again. But here's his reply. He said, yes, I will. He says, but I'll never sing it the same way again. Goodness gracious. So this woman had all this stuff about her. Her hands, fingers were gone. Her lips were rotted. Her ear and nose was gone. And she said, count your many blessings. Don't miss that, guys. Don't miss that. So in the midst of what she was going through, she was still able to give God the glory. And I'm sure that man was so touched and overwhelmed. He was probably complaining about something. But when this person that had every right in world standards to complain, she said, I wouldn't do it. She still praised God. Folks, I'm telling you, God inhabits the praises of his people. The more you praise, Satan will get away from you. I tell you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.